This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a red flag.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, 865-200-5503 is the telephone number to the Bead Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Tuesday, best day of the week, getting closer and closer to the start of fall camp. First day is on Friday. Cannot wait to see all the hard work that these young men put in during the spring, during the summer, and now coming out, fall camp, first day. And this is a journey of proving the doubters wrong, proving the haters wrong. Yes, you do have haters. There's a lot of folks that love the fact that Tennessee went 4-8 last year, that love the fact that Tennessee went 0-8 in the country, in the SEC. They love that. Usually, only successful people have haters. But don't worry, Tennessee, you have haters too. We have haters too because they love seeing Tennessee down. And there's nothing better, nothing easier for a coaching staff or athlete to use disrespect as motivation. So don't worry, you are disrespected. You will be disrespected until you earn your respect, and you have a great opportunity first game of the season against West Virginia. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris. Good morning, individuals. How y'all doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Doing all right. Still a tad bit under the weather. I'll make it though. Thanks to Ben getting me sick. It's okay. I'll forgive him someday.
Ben got you sick?
I avoided that for the time being.
It certainly feels that way. I'll put it this way. The only person that I came into contact with that was sick in the last 2 weeks was Ben McKee. So, there you go. You know, do it that way you will. I have gone out in public to, you know, stores and stuff, and maybe.
But it was
maybe
Ben.
I caught something there. But
it was Ben.
It's the easy explanation.
This place is riddled, Swain. I hope you got some disinfectant.
Yeah,
trust me.
I mean, Brad's the one over there sitting in Ben's normal seats. So.
I'm prepared.
Trust me. I've already disinfected the entire room when Ben confirmed that he did not feel well. So, trust me. I got kids, man. Wifey is a super germaphobe, which kind of rubbed off on me. So, yeah, things get sprayed down. Things get rubbed down in here. I'm talking about equipment. Don't let your mind wander, folks. Too early for that. 865-200-5503. Let's get to the Bead Dry Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Andy to start the show. Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
Well, I'm sitting here watching SEC stories about Peyton Manning at the moment.
Yeah, you can't go wrong there.
No, it's really good. It's a really good series. But I tell you what. A lot of people are underestimating this staff and this team this year.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to say we're going to go and win the big ones and win the road, but, you know, it's going to take time and patience, and we just gotta relax and take one game at a time, and just that's all you can really do. But right now, I'm so fired up about this season. I can't wait till Sunday just to be back in Knoxville. I mean, there's nothing like Knoxville. I mean, that's like some of these recruits this weekend. They said they loved Knoxville. So you know, the place always gives love.
That's right, Andy. You get players here, you get recruits here on campus, there's an opportunity to get them to come to Tennessee. I mean, it's always been a thing here in Knoxville at the University of Tennessee is try to get them to visit. Before, it was just trying to get them to come on an official visit. But now that unofficial visits are so important, as much as you can get them on campus, the better for you. So we have several recruits that have been in Knoxville more than one time, and Tennessee's chances with those particular players are definitely better than they are with other players. So, yeah, Andy, you're right.
Did you hear about Chris Vogel? Supposedly he went to call Jeremy Pruitt, and his mom told him to hang up the phone.
No, I don't know about small details like that, Andy.
I don't know. It was something that I had seen on Twitter. I don't know if it was fake or whatever.
No, I have not seen that. I know Chris Bogle really, really likes Tennessee, and Tennessee has a really good chance with him. And he did make a visit unofficially here, so.
And I got one more thing, and then I'm done. A.J. Johnson, a lot of people don't know, you know, that boy has been working out for 4 years, done MMA. I have no doubt in my mind that he could go to the NFL and kick Heine in just like he did when he was at Tennessee. I've met AJ a couple of times, and he is a wonderful person. He has helped a lot of kids. And I was so glad when he got free of those charges. That's what I was going to say yesterday, but it accidentally cut off. But other than that, that's all I got. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you, Andy. Really appreciate that. I don't know if A.J. Johnson can go straight to the NFL and perform at a high level. I mean, being out 4 years, that's a very, very long time. And A.J., early in his career, had a lot of promise to be a first-round pick, but A.J. was not going to be a first-round pick. He was probably going to be a late-round guy. If you remember his game, he came back that year, and the knock was that A.J. had to start making plays behind the line of scrimmage. He had a lot of tackles. That's because guys were running right at him. And so his number said, okay, he's a tackling machine, but he needed to start making plays behind the line of scrimmage. He started doing that. I remember that Ole Miss game where, you know, everyone had the air guns, the fake guns. They're doing it early in the game before Ole Miss started putting it on us. But A.J. had a really good first half there getting tackles behind the line of scrimmage. It's hard enough to just play in the NFL. But to sit out 4 years and then be able just to go back, that would be very difficult to do. I hope AJ does it.
It'd be incredible at this point.
Yeah, it'd be a great story. I hope AJ does it. I'm just saying it'll be very, very hard to do. I see him more in CFL than the NFL right now.
Yeah, and consider this right here, just in terms of talking about how he's been out for 4 years. The average NFL career across the league is 3.3 years. He's passed the average NFL career length in terms of the time that he's been away from playing competitive football. So I hope he gets a shot. From everything I have heard, he has stayed in shape. What exactly that means, like to what extent he stayed in shape, I do not know. But I hope he gets a shot. I think the CFL could be a landing spot if he's able to carve him out a little career in football.
I want him to be able to play football and get paid. And if that's the CFL, great. If it's the NFL, great. I would like for him to be able to have that opportunity to make a living playing the game that he loves to play. But realistically, speaking here, I just don't see him just jumping into the NFL. And
regardless of how his body how good of shape he's in, are you playing without thinking? Are you mentally involved enough with the defense and reacting instead of having to think on the field being out for this long? That's the thing that I would have to see in person and would really expect for him to slowly transition back into that type of football shape before having a chance to go back to the NFL. But we all know that he has that potential.
What needs to happen, and I agree with you 100%, what needs to happen is he needs to get an opportunity. And the opportunity needs to be as if this dark cloud that was over his head never happened. Because what happened, I know you, that's unrealistic to do, because you're always going to think about, okay, what AJ was accused of and what he had to go through. But so many times, players that are found not guilty or found innocent, they're treated like they were found guilty. And that's what I want to see change. Treat AJ like an innocent man. Yeah, he's free. He'll be able to, you know, breathe the fresh air most of the day whenever he wants to. He doesn't have to go to jail or prison. But sometimes, even when you're accused, you are punished. And so I really hope the NFL worries about doing what's right instead of doing what looks good. Because they've been really bad at doing those things over the last couple of years with how they suspend players and what they suspend players for. I just hope that A.J. Johnson gets a 100% shot to play in the NFL. And then if it doesn't work, hope he gets that 100% shot to play in the CFL. I want A.J. Johnson to be able to have an opportunity to make money playing football. And if we can get that, man, I'll be a happy man. 865-200-5503. We'll take our first break of the day. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Stay with us. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you or a loved one is injured in an accident, there are a lot of questions. There are medical bills, lost work time, damages. What will you do? You'll need someone who will have your back. Call former Marine Marcos Garza, 865-540-8300. The Garza Law Firm will be with you every step of the way. Put this number in your phone right now, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFONOX.com. That's OFONOX.com. At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jarrett, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jarrett Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jarrett Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
It's Christmas in July at Better Mattress. Better Mattress has teamed up with Home Depot, and with select purchases, you can get a free Weber grill or choose a free adjustable base or a free headboard footboard while supplies last. Better Mattress has brands you know like Tempur-Pedic and Sealy, plus the brand I love, the Better Mattress brand, handcrafted in East Tennessee. Go to Better Mattress and get a free adjustable base, free headboard footboard, or free Weber grill while supplies last. Six area locations, bedrmattress.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle chicken salad, the chicken tender sandwich, or the kitchen sink burrito filled with brisket,
pulled pork and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the kitchen sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. 17 minutes past the top of the hour here on a beautiful Tuesday. It is supposed to rain today, but that's okay. That's okay. I'll take it. I'll take a little bit of rain.
Dead End's got a roof.
They do have a roof where you can enjoy today's lunch special, which is the chicken tender sandwich. Oh, my goodness. It is unbelievable. Trust me. Dead End tenders topped with smoked cheddar, bacon, sliced tomatoes, hot honey.
I'll take all four.
I know, right? And ranch served with one choice of side. Hot honey. There it is. It's really, 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 really good. The Dead End chicken tender sandwich today. So make sure you check it out for today's lunch special. Let's go to the B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, and let's bring in Rod. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
I'm great, Rod. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, my friend. Good. I got a question for all three of y'all to answer.
Okay.
The last two coaches we had, and you know I hate to name them. I mean, y'all know who they are. But yes, the last two coaches we had, both of them won all of their opening games of the season. What do y'all think about Pruitt this year? Do y'all honestly think the way some of these fans are acting that he really wants to go out and lose?
Well, wait, Rod. What? Somebody's talking about Pruitt wanting to lose? What?
I don't understand it, Jason. I mean,
all right. Give me an example. give me an example here.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we got some of these fans that, you know, they just they're finicky. You know, they don't trust what he's doing. They don't trust his, you know, or don't even believe in this man yet. And I'm like, guys, come on. If Dooley and Butch could win their opening games, do you not think Pruitt wants to win his opening game also?
Well, I think wanting to win and having an opportunity to win and actually winning, I can see how they can be two different things. I can understand the fam who are like, you know, I'm a wait and see. I got myself excited about Dooley. I got myself excited about Butch Jones. And even though Pruitt is a coach that gives you more evidence, gives you more clues of being a good football coach, probably more than those two last guys, it doesn't matter. You're still 0-2. You're still 0-2 to yourself. And so you want to wait and see before you start jumping on the bandwagon or jumping off the bandwagon, whatever. I do understand that part of it. But I think for those that are downplaying how good this staff is from a football standpoint, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's an automatic L against West Virginia.
No, I'm not either. I mean, I am so tickled to death just watching what Terry Fair has, you know, brought to this coaching staff and all of these cornerbacks we got coming. I mean, it's just ridiculous how the staff is attacking. You know, I'm excited.
Some great pieces for the secondary coaching staff to work with. Definitely some great pieces coming in this next year. But when you look at West Virginia, I see it as a similar type of opponent to start the season as North Carolina State was for Dooley's Chick-fil-A kickoff. But do you have the type of player on offense that brings the type of questions, because nobody had seen him, the type of what Terry Fair would call elutability, and right. Cordero Patterson. Does Tennessee have that type of player to lean on? Because I think when you look at like a Mike Glenn in comparison to a Will Grier, you've got some defensive pieces on West Virginia's side of the ball that, you know, a David Amerson would link up with in comparison to North Carolina State. So I think those games are similar, but does Jeremy Pruitt have enough pieces to work with as Dooley did?
Well, unfortunately, our Cordero Patterson last year played in the first game, Georgia Tech. Marquez Calloway, and he never got to see the ball again. So there you go.
I mean, there's some nice comparisons there to the 2012 opening game there at the Chick-fil-A kickoff, and this game between Tennessee and West Virginia. I think Tennessee is more was more equipped offensively in 2012 when you look at all the players that they had.
Right.
I think West Virginia is probably a better opponent preseason. And again, I hate even using that preseason because a lot of people are basing this West Virginia team on what they did last year. And it's not like what they did last year was all that great right. because they fell apart when Will Grier got hurt. I mean, if you are so reliant on one player to where you fall apart and lose a bunch of games off of one player, how does that make you a really good team? I don't understand that fully, but I do understand some of the parallels I do between that team, that game, and this game right here. It's not going to be an easy matchup for Tennessee at all because their strength is our probably biggest weakness, and that is corner play on the outside. But we got some dogs up front now.
They have not been
unleashed. They have not been taught to be a dog. And that is what two guys that have played this game at a very high level in college and coached at a high level in this conference, Tracy Rocker and Coach Rump, that's what they're planning to do, is making sure that these guys that came in here to be dogs, that they finish their career as dogs. And so we have a talent advantage up front, and that's what you hope works for you if you get to the quarterback and create turnovers that way. Because turnovers, I mean, that changes the whole game. I mean, you could be an underdog all day long, but if you win the turnover battle, you have a great chance to win the game.
Well, if Nigel's back there blitzing when he wants, it's over.
Yeah. Nigel hitting you and you are not going anywhere. Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a really, really good game. I'm looking forward to the contrast in styles offensively, the contrast in styles from a program standpoint, recruiting. I mean, it's gonna be a fun matchup in Charlotte.
Well, y'all have a blessed day, man. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you, Rod. I really appreciate your phone call.
Always a pleasure to hear from Rod. But going back to what you said, you think West Virginia is a little more highly touted, highly regarded here in preseason, even though you don't like to talk about the preseason, than that NC State team was back in 2012. NC State team had some talent.
Yeah, I don't think Mike Glennon got the love that Will Grier's getting. And, you know, defensively, NC State got a lot of talk because of David Amerson.
I think Tennessee just kind of halted the talk of NC State once they knocked him off in that week one game.
Well, I remember going –
kind of fluttered away to, what, an 8-win season?
What, 2012?
NC State.
Oh, yeah.
7-6 that year.
7-6.
Yep.
Underwhelming. Like, not reaching expectations.
I felt confident entering that game. I mean, even because that was a time where Cordell Patterson came in during the summer, and he looked so good that Dooley felt comfortable letting David Rogers go. Remember, David Rogers was let go, and he went to Tennessee Tech. And even with that dismissal, I still felt confident that Tennessee would win that football game. And I remember we did a remote there at the Castleberry Inn, and we were looking for NC State fans to talk trash to. Found a couple of them. They were all gracious and nice. And I was like, oh, man, y'all weak, man. Y'all supposed to talk trash. Y'all not even talking trash. But I felt confident in that game. I really did. I'm not as confident in this game, but – I see some of the parallels. None of those coaches who coached before Pruitt lost their opener. But this opener may be the toughest opener for Tennessee in the last 8, 8 years?
Yes, and I would agree with that, not just looking at the opponent on paper or their talent that they've been bringing in, but the entire picture, what Tennessee has, what they have coming back, what you're expecting from this unit. Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Very difficult opening game. But I think Tennessee should have the fan advantage in Charlotte.
Absolutely. Absolutely should have the fan advantage, and that's going to matter. That's going to matter, no doubt about it. I can just tell that we're getting closer and closer to football. I can tell. Because, like, people start talking about 9 wins and 8 wins, and you can just feel it. Phone call from Andy. I mean, he's talking about AJ Johnson just returning back to the NFL like nothing ever happened. It's like, all right, you feeling good about our guys? And I understand that. I understand that there's a level of bias when you're looking at your players, Tennessee players. And that was so true yesterday when Rashawn Golden laid the boom on a veteran wide receiver in practice there with the Carolina Panthers. And folks saw the video, thought it was awesome, didn't think it was a problem at all, because they think they're watching a game. And there's a practice code, there's practice etiquette that is expected at the NFL level. It is definitely expected at the college level, but the NFL level, there's another level of etiquette. And Golden broke that etiquette. But Tennessee fans were like, oh, man, it's the receiver's fault. Rashawn didn't do anything wrong. It's like, yeah, he did. You even had Leonard Little, who NFL vet, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. It's like, guys, yeah, he broke the quorum here. We'll talk about the hit from yesterday, Rashawn Golden, trying to make a name for himself there with the Carolina Panthers as a rookie. Stay with us.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
Hey, it's Jason Swain. There's a lot of people talking about testosterone, but do your homework and go to a medical provider that you trust and that specializes in testosterone. I got my levels tested at the Low T Center. Their physicians exclusively diagnose and treat men with low T. At the Low T Center, it's quick and easy. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com. JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Insurance. Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today. Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Rashawn Golden playing on the hash, appears to be cover two in Panthers training camp. Cam Newton throws a supposed to be a hole throw. Didn't look like much of one, but Rashawn Golden hit a defensive teammate. Popped them real good. In the game, there's no problem. Your teammates are high-fiving you. They're you know, patting you on the helmet. They give you attaboys, slap you on the backside, high-fiving. Everything is good in the game. Shouldn't be a penalty from the referee. Hit the receiver with the shoulder. The problem with the hit is that it was on your own player that way. And if you have never played at the major college level or the NFL level, you do not understand practice etiquette. You do not understand that you are supposed to take care of your own guys. What do I mean by that? If you are an offensive lineman, you're not supposed to cut your own teammates. If you are a linebacker and there's a crossing route, you're not supposed to hit them when they're not looking. If you are DB and it's a high ball, you're not supposed to undercut the receiver's legs and your own guy's legs. You're not supposed to do that. You hear the term thud all the time. Thud simply means full speed. You hit, but you want to stay off of the ground. Because once you start having players hit the ground, then other guys get rolled up on. We're talking about ankles. We're talking about knees. You're supposed to stay off the ground. That is knowing how to practice. And for a young player, it's the hardest thing sometimes. I'll give you another example. In practice, when you're doing 11 on 11, defensive lineman, when you beat your man, you have to stop a good 3 yards before you get to the quarterback. I don't care if you don't touch them. If you get too close, you will get cussed out, because what happens, or what can happen, is when a quarterback throws a football, his hand on the follow-through can hit your helmet and he can break his finger. Young players are typically the ones that have a problem with this. And it's normal. So at the college level, you usually have a freshman or a young player come in, and he's trying to make a name for himself. He wants to make the splash play. I understand that. In Rashawn Golden's case, he understands how to practice in college. But the NFL is it's different understanding how to practice full speed without hitting your own guys. And he's naturally aggressive. But in the video, you can tell, because Devin Functions comes up and he's like, "Man, I told you your dumb butt. We said A word. I don't feel like saying A word right now." Yeah, man, you understand. I ain't even finished my coffee yet. Let me finish my coffee, then I'll drop the A word, okay? But Devin Functions walked by. He's like, man, I told you a dumb butt. So this is something that happened before. And there's a difference between practice against your own guys and game. And at the NFL level, there's an unwritten code, even when you're playing against other teams. Because at the end of the day, you're really all on the same team, NFLPA.
Mm-hmm.
NFLPA, you're on the same team. You don't want to – this was a big topic during the old concussion stuff, where you started seeing Gronkowski, instead of being hit up high, which I don't know why you wouldn't do that anyway, he's a big old boy, but instead of hitting Gronkowski high, you start hitting him low. So more players start tearing their ACLs because you got fined. You got suspended if you hit guys up high. And the players are like, man, I'd rather you hit me up high than hit me down low. Because at least up high, I still get paid that season. At least I can recover a little bit in that moment. Long term, you're not thinking about that. But some guys would rather get hit low, tear their ACL, still be able to play, still be able to have a career in the short term. You can still finish a 4, 5, 6, 7, 10-year career if you don't get your knees tore up. And so I'm watching Twitter like a movie yesterday. Like I would sit back rolling because like Leonard Little was like, guys, it's not the point that the hit is a legal hit.
Yeah, because a lot of people who only really know Tennessee, they don't know the decorum of the NFL, saw it. It's not that bad of a hit. Ultimately, I mean, it was a clean hit. He really just kind of knocked Jarius Wright down after he got hung out over the middle.
Was it vicious.
Yeah,
it just didn't
come
with the territory of practice.
Exactly. It's not shocking.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people were just like, what? What's the problem here? This is stupid.
It's
Why is
soft.
Everyone mad,
soft.
Mad at Golden? But there's a lot of context here. Like you're saying, Leonard Little was trying to explain to folks, it's not about the hit.
Yeah.
It is about the hit, but the problem here is the unwritten rules of practice.
Against your own guys.
And my thing is, telling of that vibe throughout the defensive side of the ball, even not the offensive side of the ball. You mentioned Funchess. He comes up and has words with him. But another secondary member, a veteran, 9 years in the NFL, about to be 10, Captain Munnerlin, is so frustrated. You could see him flick his chin strap down and approaching Rashawn Golden right after the hit, just frustrated because you could tell this has happened before. Now it's happening again. He's going to have to explain it again. You just don't do this right now. Wait till the preseason when we're playing other teams. And then you go out there and shine, try to prove yourself, take advantage of the spotlight.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to hit your own guys like that. And I'm telling you, let's say it is Wednesday of next week, and the guys are putting on shoulder pads. If the same play happens, I'm pretty sure our Tennessee coaches will say, hey, you don't need to hit your guys when they're not looking that way. Like, I mean, in a scrimmage, an 11-on-11, okay, but there's a time and a place. It's called thud. All right, guys, we're thudding here. That means full speed to the whistle. Go full speed, hit. Make contact, but don't take anyone to the ground. There's thud, there's full contact, there's full go, there's tackle football. And you got to keep your guys healthy. You have to keep your guys healthy. What's the point of beating each other up in practice so you can go out there and not have all your good players available and then lose the game? You have to be able to practice full speed in the game of football, but you also don't want to tear each other apart so that way you won't have any healthy guys. So thudding is a happy medium, but it takes mature 22 players on the football field to understand what we're trying to achieve short term and long term. And Rashawn, it's natural for him to be a first year player, being a rookie and not really understanding how to practice in that environment yet. He does not understand it yet. He will understand it. At the end of the day, it is easier to tell a dog, "Whoa, boy," than to sick him. I would rather have a Sean Gall problem than a DB who won't hit, who's scared, who you're getting onto him because he's letting the receiver make plays. Because here in a couple days, Panthers will be playing other teams. Remember, their training camp is short. They turn around and you have the Hall of Fame game. It's time to play about 25 preseason games here in the soon. So Gordon's going to be able to hit other teams really, really, really soon. He'll be just fine. 865-255-03. Attaboy, coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
There is an 80% chance of rain today, mostly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 67. Showers likely tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 80 and a low around 66. Thursday, the rain sticks around with a 60% chance and a high near 80. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Hey, Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
With the hot weather and humidity comes mosquitoes and other pests. Let Southeast Termite and Pest Control take care of that problem for you. They offer one-time or package treatments that control biting adults as well as larvae. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has been in business since 1971 and is local and family-owned. They offer free estimates and quotes with no obligations. So don't get bit anymore. Go with the pest control company you can trust. Call Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or find them online at southeasttermite.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're the hell we got, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
It is time for Attaboy, where we highlight the positivity in the world of sports and also outside the world of sports here in the Swain event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Today's lunch special is the chicken tender sandwich. All right, boys, what do we have for Attaboy?
I saw this a couple days ago, and to bring it up now. This is a story about three kids who found a wallet that was filled with $700 in cash. Did they take it? Hey, $700 is a lot of money, man.
How old are these kids?
I'm trying, just trying to get paid. 13 and 6.
Ooh, boy.
At 13, think what you could get with $700, man. That's a lot of, I don't know what a 13-year-old's like.
Lego sets, G.I. Joes.
Yeah. That's a lot
of baseball cards.
A lot of Legos. Cards. It would get you like three sets of Legos. Let's be honest. Legos are really expensive.
That's true.
We got little nieces and nephews in there.
Those Star Wars sets, man, they'll cost you.
Yeah, they don't come cheap. But, Jimmy Carlton's son dropped his wallet outside of his car in the driveway of their Aurora, Colorado home earlier this month. At the time, it contained $700 in cash. That's when 13-year-old Haley Winky and her 6-year-old brother Regan and their friend Ashley Dayton had been biking to a water park when they spotted the wallet on the ground. Immediately, they wanted to return it, so they walked up and rang the doorbell. When the security system asked them to leave a message for the camera monitoring the door, they explained their intentions. "We found your wallet outside of your car, and we just thought we would give it back to you. I'm going to put it over here so no one takes the money. Haley and her friends didn't think very much of the good deed. We just thought it would be a good thing to do. It just feels good. We really didn't need the money. We just decided to give it back." Carlton, however, was so touched by the kids' consideration that he uploaded the security footage to Facebook and praised them for their honesty. They're good people in the world, folks. Whenever you feel down, just, don't forget that ultimately there are still a lot of good folks out here.
That's a good one, man. That's a great one. I'm thinking back when I was 13, when I do something like this. I don't know. I think I had already went on my scared straight field trip to the prison. So, and I'm being dead serious.
Oh, I did that too.
Yeah.
100%. Not because I got in trouble.
Yeah.
But we.
Are you assuming Swain got in trouble?
Was it because you got in trouble?
I was bad, dude.
Okay. So,
yeah, I was bad.
No, we just went, I want to say, 8th grade? Went to county prison.
Yeah.
Went and saw it.
Mine wasn't like a zoo field trip. Mine was because I was heading down the wrong road. And I was going to get myself in some serious trouble if I didn't straighten up. But 13 would have been after that. What was the other age? 8?
Six.
Six.
So I think it was 2 13-year-olds, a 6-year-old.
Oh, no, man. That's good.
The
right
fact
there.
That I can't answer, I just don't know.
$700?
What I would do at that age.
A lot of money.
Is concerning. So I'd probably lean towards the way that you'd hope your kids wouldn't.
Absolutely. Attaboy to those kids and those kids' parents. That is a great story. All right, Brad, what you got?
If you want me to go there, I'll go there. I mean, I told you before, if you want to skip it because you know it's baseball, you know it's golf.
No, I want you to do attaboy.
I mean, of course, Dustin Johnson's going to get an attaboy from this past weekend. First time since the weekend. He won on Sunday. RBC Canadian. His 18th win on PGA Tour puts him up there with some big, big names. And I tell you what, he is playing at a very high level, not only just hitting the long ball, but around the greens as well. So that's an attaboy. And also to all of the teams at the top of their divisions in baseball, trying to make the trades to complete their attack for the back half of the regular season. I just love this time of year, right around the All-Star break. You're seeing guys go on the trading block, names you never thought you would see on the trading block, and exchanges for players you never thought would leave home. So attaboy to those teams, getting out on a limb and trying to make a charge here at the end.
All right. I like it. Let's get to the phones. Let's bring in Jay here. Jay, good morning. Jay,
brother.
There we go. Sorry about that. Jay, go ahead, man.
Hey, can you hear me, man?
You sound great, man.
All right. Swain, I know you're good friends with the people over there at Dead End, and they've been a sponsor of your show for a long time, and I sure do love their barbecue, okay? But I got one issue with them, and I want you to take up with them. The former coaches that sit on that are pitchers on that wall, like Butch and Lane Kiffin, can we not get those down? I mean, do those really deserve to be up, considering the last 10 years, not just because they lost, but the other stuff, the off-the-field stuff, all the culture stuff, just all the stuff that you heard about in this town when it comes to those guys. You know, I was eating ribs in there, I think, last week, and I'm just thinking, I need to call Swain and tell them that we need to take these pictures down. I don't want to see Derek Dooley's face or Bush Jones' face when I'm enjoying some delicious ribs from Dead End Barbecue.
Jay, a crane has been ordered. I mean, they ordered a crane, so it's gonna take a couple years, man, to take the photo down.
Man. Give me a break, man. I mean, you know.
It's a process.
The last thing I want to be thinking about is brick by brick while I eat some N.O. cheese macaroni.
Think about brick by brick while you're having the brick top chicken sandwich. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a part of history. I mean, that, you know, you go in and you see the pictures of all the former Tennessee players and former Tennessee coaches, and, you know, unfortunately some of those coaches were not successful, but some of those coaches were successful. I think it would be weird to take it down. I won't lie, my first reaction when I saw them was, let's get these pictures down. But it is a part of history. I mean, it's like when you
good or bad, it's there.
It's like when you go into the deli on the strip that you eat really late at night, right there. Okay, you have all the pictures there on the wall, and I mean, it's not like it's Aaron Hernandez up there. I mean, or anybody like that. I mean, these are guys who were just unsuccessful, but it's part of history. So I get keeping it up there, Jay.
Is it weird that I'm okay if you want to leave Dooley up there, but you really – I just – something about Butch, I just want him down. I don't know if it's just because it's more fresh or what, but just something about Butch just unnerves me.
Trust me, I understand.
You know, I mean, like –
I get it. I get it. Because I don't even know if Butch even like barbecue, man. He probably like
– No, Butch don't. But at least Dooley's a Southerner. He knows what barbecue is.
Yeah.
Butch, he probably – You know, Butch don't even –
Nah, man.
He's probably up there eating, spaghetti and onions or whatever Midwesterners eat. I don't know.
No, spaghetti and onions.
Butch ate hummus. He ate hummus.
Yeah.
All day, every day. Just hummus. That's it, man. Hummus and pita chips.
Hey, guys. If we finish third in the East behind South Carolina, would y'all rate that as an A? What grade would y'all give that this year? We beat Florida. We finished third in the East.
It just depends on how that South Carolina game goes. I mean, if you get out coached, or if you have a chance to win and you lose it because of bonehead plays, I mean, I'm not going to be necessarily happy. I think it depends. Because I remember in 2015 when we as a fan base were like, you know, this can be a good year, but it's not 16. And so your expectations going into the season was,
you know,
it's not 16. It's not the year. It's you know, it's going to be next year. But we found out is that was that should have been the year. That should have been the year. When you played that game, and we were better than what people expected. We went out there and, you know, smacked Oklahoma, had their butts on the line. We smacked Arkansas and smacked these teams early, and because of drama, because of a culture that was terrible, these teams could not finish. These teams could not seal the deal. So I hate to be like, well, you know, it's just year one, and you know, third place, you know, that'd be okay. But what if they come out the gates and they respond very well to this new style of coaching, and the coaching staff are putting these guys in position to win? And what if they're ahead in the fourth quarter in more games than would we expect? So I gotta wait and see. And I just think it really depends on the moment. I mean, if you're up 14 or 10 points in the fourth quarter, and we call some really bad plays on offense or defense, and we lose the game, I'm sorry, that's different than playing against a South Carolina team that comes out the gate firing on all cylinders, and it's just their night, and we claw back and fight back in the game and still lose by three or lose by a touchdown. Those are two different scenarios there, losing, where I think I'm going to have two different reactions.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. You know, it's going to – I have a strong feeling – and I do this to myself every year. We're going to be better than we're predicting. But I do this to myself around this time every single year. So.
Yeah, we all do, man.
So we'll all do. Practice starts Friday, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir. I think it's like when the first moment you feel that weather change. It's like when it's real hot, you go, I don't know, man. I'm thinking like 6 wins, you know. The first crisp morning, you're like, wait, I see 8 wins. I see 8 wins in the regular season.
9 or 10 win season.
I mean, my goodness, it feels good outside. It feels like fall. Yeah. We might be able to sneak up on South Carolina and Georgia. I mean, look at Dan Mullen down there, man. You know, squatting down, looking all vulnerable and weird looking down there. I mean,
oh my God.
Look at Florida. they got a gambling drama story going on down there. I mean, hey, I think we can beat them by 25. Honestly, when I saw the Gators After Dark video, the Gators put out.
My God, we can't lose to them.
You can't lose. No, you can't lose.
We cannot lose to them. I can't lose to this Gators program this year.
You can't lose.
These guys are cheese balls, man.
You can't lose Dan Mullen this year, man. Look, this guy is a cornball. I mean, nothing less. He is a cornball. Gators After Dark? What is this? Ain't Halloween. I mean, I would understand do something like that for Halloween. It's not Halloween, man. It's July. What are you doing? Putting on costumes? Dude, what is this?
He is corny. He called Butch and said, Butch, you got any advice? I mean, he is corny.
He is so corny.
I have the full context of that situation.
I don't care. I don't need it.
It's not. It doesn't make it any better at all. It is something that he always did at Mississippi State. And as I think I've already said, he's brought his antics over from Mississippi State, and it doesn't work with the big boys. It works with Mississippi State because their expectation is to win 5 games a year.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it, man.
You know, and so now and at Mississippi State it was called Midnight Lift.
Oh my Lord.
And now it's apparently Gators After Dark, which is 100% worse. That's not a good name.
you know who I feel bad for? The Florida greats who have to pretend like this is okay. You know you're better than this, Florida. You don't have to do this.
You don't have to
do these gimmicks.
It brought Tennessee and Georgia fans together. They were like high-fiving in the comments, like, ha-ha, look at these idiots.
You don't have to
like,
do this.
I mean, that's how bad it is.
You're better than this, Florida. You are better than this. Florida has now taken the throne of gimmick you. That used to be us. Not anymore. Swain Event, Hour 2 coming up.